Some parents have reported a shift in their child within the first day or two. Others take a little longer. Sometimes the results are very dramatic. Sometimes they're a bit more gradual. But with one or perhaps two exceptions, I haven't heard a single parent tell me that they haven't seen any result at all. That's generally after the first month when they come back for a follow-up. That was not my experience with DMPS. You'd have to just sort of stay the course and hope. After 3 or 4 months, you sort of hope, and you have to have patience and encourage patience in the parents. This is just infinitely more satisfying and just very satisfying as a clinician to be able to have a product like this to be able to use. A real delight, actually. You have such a tremendous control over the dosing. You can literally start with one drop. If you have a very sensitive kid, or you can even dilute that one drop and give them less if you have an extraordinarily sensitive child, and work up slowly. NCD lasts in the body 4 to 7 hours. It's not stored. It's not metabolized. You don't have any long-term concerns, and that gives you a tremendous amount of control and lack of worry in terms of effects, which is also another huge advantage. Traditional methods of chelation, the last form of traditional chelation that I used was transdermal DMPS, and sometimes you have to do that for several months before you really start to see anything, either in terms of a detoxification reaction or clinical response. Not in every child, but the protocol generally calls for a prolonged chelation up to 2 years and with multiple testing in between to make sure you're not depleting minerals. None of those complications exist with NCD. It doesn't have any depletion issues. It doesn't have any liver toxicity. And also the propensity for other chelators to aggravate underlying yeast overgrowth, which plagues this population of patients, also doesn't exist with NCD. NCD actually has fungicidal and fungistatic properties of its own. And very importantly, traditional chelators have a selected target. They're charge specific, so they will only have an affinity for heavy metals that have the corresponding chemical charge. And to have that limitation, it complexes the full spectrum of toxic heavy metals with equal affinity. That just makes it a vastly superior choice, in my opinion. It's a perfect tool. As a clinician, you really can't ask for anything better. Or the stubborn child that you've given them absolutely everything, all kinds of nutritional support, vitamin injections, chelation, and nothing has helped move this child. I have several of those children who have responded to the liquid zeolite when they responded to absolutely nothing else. And, well, you see all the improvements that you want to see in these kids. You've improved eye contact, focus, speech development, more spontaneous play, imaginative play, more spontaneous demonstrations of affection. And one of the things that I also see is kind of a retracing backwards through old skin. And this retracing phenomenon, I believe, is evidence of a really deep-seated healing action. When you see a disease process going in reverse, the movie playing itself backwards, so to speak, along with obvious clinical gains, that's the indication of a really deep and profound healing response. And I've seen that happen several times. And I've never seen that with traditional chelation. I just got an email today from a mother in Michigan, and her son has been working with a very experienced doctor in this area, in the Chicago area, and he's been treated with every imaginable biomedical modality over the last 2 or 3 years. And she just said that his eye contact, his focus, his speech development are all notably better, and that's in a 6-week period. And I get those kinds of responses from parents very commonly. I just had another little boy who I started on liquid zeolite in January, and he was taking 5 drops 3 times a day, and he had gained on that in all those departments, focus, spontaneity in his expression and imaginative play, but he'd kind of plateaued. He'd been on 5 drops 3 times a day for about 6 weeks, so I said, let's go to 10. And the mother emailed me back and said there was an immediate jump in all of his cognitive functions. Much more spontaneous, longer phrases, more fluid communication. His sleep was better. I mean, that's just really exciting. Liquid zeolite has none of those limitations. It has an affinity for all the heavy metals, and its affinity is very strong. And that has been shown in a good study in this group of coal miners. It has an antifungal effect of its own, so stirring up yeast problems is not an issue. It has been demonstrated not to cause depletion issues, and because it's metabolically completely inert, there are no toxic or allergic issues to be concerned about. Plus, you have a tremendous control on the dose. You can administer it drop by drop, and you can adjust the dose very, very specifically according to any child's or any person's individual response. Issue is the issue of cost. Typically, a month of transdermal DMPS, for example, can cost between $100 and $150 a month, depending on what you use in addition to the periodic testing that's required. These kids typically don't require very much, and the cost for the parent can be one-third to, say, a half of the cost per month of DMPS. And that's also an obvious benefit.